This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following is paid for by Summit Psychological Services. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio 1020, KDKA, does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
This is what you call timing. Him being here today could not happen at a better time, especially with all of the news of the aftermath of the Michael Rosfeld verdict. He has been acquitted, as you all know, in the shooting death of Antoine Rose. Lot more in the way of this story developing within the last hour or so. Marty Griffin breaking the story. Pat Tomasi's office, he, the defense attorney for Michael Rosfeld, was shot up last night. He is so shook up, he even mentioned that maybe it's time to retire. And for a guy who is so respected in the legal business of being a lawyer, a criminal defense attorney, for him to say something like that, it just goes to show you that no matter who you are or what you deal with, your emotions can obviously be shaken up in a very serious situation such as this matter is. And you have all of the people in communities talking, the protesting, people that aren't even directly connected to the city or the incident, know nothing of what happened other than the verdict and the stories they're hearing now. They have fear of what they're dealing with in their own communities. And you look at the headlines, you listen to the headlines, you watch the headlines. It can be very frustrating and very emotionally stressful and draining at times. So Dr. Greg Laub is here. He's a psychologist from Summit Psychological Services. Their number is 724-591-8980. But we want to give you a chance to phone in. And if you're thinking about emotions and dealing with some frustration right now from any angle of this story, and you need someone to kind of help you through it, I think this would be a perfect time to call in. So, Greg, it's good to have you back again. And I think when you think of this story, there is nothing more staggering to the emotions from all sides, the Rose family, the Rosfeld family, people on the jury, and we'll get into that a little bit later. You working on your certificate as far as forensic psychology, where you testify as an expert witness. Obviously, the questions that are asked to jurors. This is something that's in your wheelhouse, and it's something that you know you have to deal with, but you surely could think of a whole lot more better things to be dealing with in your practice. A very sad situation. Good morning.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. Thanks for having me on again. Good to be back. It's been a lot of emotion, I think, for the whole city here in the last few hours much longer than that. But, of course, you know, with the verdict coming in and everybody's reaction to that. And what seemed last night, I was driving in from New York last night, and it seemed like relatively peaceful protests were happening. And then this morning when I turn on your show, I hear about Attorney Tomasi's office being shot up, and hopefully this doesn't take a turn for the worst here for the city.
Yeah, and here's the thing you have to deal with. You realize that the mother, what she's dealing with, which is the ultimate grief, okay? Forget allegations, accusations, innuendos, whatever the case, it's still her son.
Yeah.
And I have children. You understand the significance of that. The grief is just epic. This type of violence and reaction to a story that has violent tendencies is nothing that any of us would want to see happen if our child was involved in such a horrendous act. You can't bring him back. The verdict has been decided. The only way to heal is to move on, and this is not going to let anybody move on.
No, that's for sure. And that's the unfortunate part, is there's a young man who's gone. He's not with us anymore. And that family, I'm sure, is dealing with intense grief over this.
Let me talk to you about something else, the core family. And it was something that I discussed early this morning and how that's truly changed. And, you know, I don't blame it so much on even divorce today, because I think there are people that can be great parents, even if the marriage doesn't work out. But the mother and father situation that I remember as a kid, you remember as a kid, even in two paycheck households today, it's changed. A lot of latchkey kids letting themselves in. They're basically creatures of habits, video games, social media, their phones basically showing them this every day, 24 hours, people seeing it as well. You have to be able to find balance in your life, but also find time to do things and to keep that family together. Because without some of the things that I mentioned, that's the reason why this foundation is cracking at such an alarming rate.
I think you're absolutely right, Rob. I mean, this is, you know, we need to be involved with our kids, regardless of whether we're married or divorced or, you know, living in the same household or not. Kids need their parents to guide them and direct them and, you know, I always tell parents, like, it's, you know, your kids have to make mistakes and learn along the way. We certainly, you know, hope that they don't make a mistake that they can't change.
You know, here's something else, too. My dad really was in bed every night at a particular time. We would eat dinner, see him for maybe 20 minutes, and he was gone during the week. And people would say, well, your dad really wasn't around a lot. It wasn't kumbaya. You weren't sitting around a campfire. You weren't going fishing like Andy, you know, Griffin and Mayberry. And you surely weren't playing catch after work on a Monday night. The guy had stuff to do around the house. But you knew he was there, okay? And even if you're not physically with your children, texting them, calling them, reminding them you're there as a sounding board, but also as a disciplinarian, I think is key to letting any child know there is a price to pay. And I think what's happened, and no fault of anyone, we have just lost our way, and this decay has been going on for generations, Greg.
Yeah, absolutely. And when it's not there from the parents, the kids look elsewhere for it. And sometimes they fall in with the wrong group of kids, and you know, they get in with the wrong people, and then bad things start to happen.
We want to hear from him. We're going to talk to George in just a moment, talking about mental health in schools, and that's something I'm sure he is definitely qualified to talk about. But you can also look at from those who are in the business of law enforcement and the huge burden that they carry every day and what emotions they deal with every day, and they have to be able to come home and wipe that slate clean every day. That, too, is a tall task.
Yeah, it certainly is, and this is, you know, Police officers do not have an easy job, and you know, being able to kind of go out and do your job every day and come home safe to your family is it's difficult.
And in closing, a lot of people may find this hard to believe. The Rose family is suffering, but Michael Rosfeld is suffering too, I'm sure, mentally, knowing that he took someone's life, never to be able to bring that life back. We've heard these stories time and time again from people who have fought in combat. You know, post-traumatic stress syndrome, to where they come back, and no matter how hard they try to turn the page, mentally in those quiet times with their quiet thoughts, they keep reoccurring. So he is far from done with dealing with this as well.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't heard a whole lot about that, but I'm sure that, you know, he's dealing with a lot. When you're in that position as a law enforcement officer and are you end up taking someone's life, that can have long-term lasting effects.
Listen, every time you're on the job as a police officer, you realize that weapon, one of the last things that you secure and make sure it's in your holster and with you, and it's ready to do what it needs to do to defend you and to really serve the people that you've given an oath to serve. Any single moment you squeeze that trigger, not only does that moment in time change, but your life changes forever too, and that involves a lot of emotions. We'd love to hear from you. Dr. Greg Lobb is here, Summit Psychological Services, 866-391-1020, Dollar Bank Instant Access, KDKRadio.com. Text us on the right automotive line, the best deal in town.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
All right, we are back, and Greg Lobb is here. He, of course, a doctor of psychology, Summit Psychological Services. Before we move on with the conversation, I know you've been studying at St. John's and this whole certification in forensic psychology. We're probably going to mention that again. What does that entail?
So, Rob, I kind of got interested in, as I was doing my clinical practice, I get calls once in a while from attorneys and, you know, can you do this or can you do that? And it was things that I didn't feel comfortable doing, didn't have the knowledge base for, stuff I didn't learn in my clinical program, my PhD. So found this postdoctoral certificate program and decided I'd pursue that because I started to kind of enjoy this kind of work. So it's sort of, you know, training to get better at being an expert witness. So that's something I've been doing for the last few years.
Which can be crucial in cases to where people, unless you have seen it firsthand or understand it, you can't imagine. It can really turn the tide.
Yeah. Yeah, it can. And it's, you know, it's an interesting caveat to psychology, as sort of this intersection of the law and psychology.
All right. I have to ask you. So the question, we're talking to people about how they deal with their emotions, dealing with this 24-hour news cycle. Your life is not only the news cycle, but what you deal with in your clinical setting. How do you get away from it?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I just unplug. This news cycle is, it's 24/7. You pick your phone up to look at something, you have news stories that just change every hour on there, right? You turn the TV on. Sometimes I just unplug from all of it.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't think you can blame people for doing that, right?
No. Sometimes it's just too much.
It is. That's why they have like retro TV shows.
That's,
you know,
right.
What I mean? You can laugh. Let's go to George. I've been very patient holding on in Clarion. George, how you doing? Welcome to the program. Say hello to Dr. Hi. Greg Laub.
Hi, Doctor. Welcome, Doctor. And Clariton, Rob. Clariton Bears, brother.
Oh, well, they got Clarion on the screen, so I'm right this time. I usually screw it up on my own.
My Glassport. You know, back in the valley towns, it's everywhere. Kids need, and I'm a former teacher, they need more than just after the fact when these things occur. I think I'd like to see psychologists work with as a design plan for maybe the next year, maybe as quick as we can, to get kids to know how to act, like through behavioral objectives. The old-fashioned way was when you write a behavioral objective in your mind, you visually see motion, you see action, you know, telling kids how to act, how not to act. Across the board, you know, this is not just a valley thing, you know, like we used to say, the heroines right here. Everything is everywhere. This is everybody's problem. We're going to go through a rough time. We need to go beyond this reactionary period, especially into the next year, and have something in place across the board in the state.
All right. Thank you for the call, George. Let me ask you this then. All of the aftermath of, you know, going back to Columbine and where we are today, you realize that we're going to have a generation of people that are going to be dealing with these skeletons and the fear and the hopes of not having to relive something like that, to where many of them are not even going to be able to live a full life. Do you think we're doing enough psychologically to help people? I mean, we just think of the crime, the incident, the jury, the verdict, next crime, next situation. But do you think we have enough boots on the ground, if you will, doing what you do to help people because of situations like the Antoine Rose case or any of these school shootings that George was talking about?
Yeah, I think certainly we could use more help in this. Kids today, I think, you know, as we talked about just earlier today, Rob, I mean, you know, kids' homes are broken. They don't have, you know, parents right there for them. You know, having...
How debilitating can that be if someone goes through a life with a single parent or home to home or dealing in poverty or living in a crime-riddled area to where the only way they know out or to make a living, where there once used to be a job like in Clariton that he mentioned in the steel mill, you could get a high school degree, make a sustainable living and raise a family. How tough can it be if none of that stuff that I just mentioned is available?
Very tough. I mean, this just creates, you know, when we look at risk factors for, you know, people who are, you know, arrested or incarcerated, these things are all very high for these people. You know, many of these people, have been traumatized in some way, abused. They don't
physically,
have,
emotionally,
yeah,
right?
Sure. You know, these things all sort of, you know, lend themselves to, you know, some sort of these behaviors.
Listen, and again, I don't know the circumstances surrounding Antoine Rose, but it's a story that I have talked about many times in my career in broadcasting. I've been doing this since the late 70s. I've been here since 84, 85, something like that. So I've been doing talk radio since the day we became a talk radio station decades ago. They're saying, well, he shouldn't have, or he wasn't, he's not this angel. And this police officer had issues before with another police force that he worked with. None of us really know what the situation is, but we can say this. A lot of people who find themselves on the wrong side of anything mainly are a victim of the world that they live in. Now, I know it's easier to say, pick yourself up by your bootstraps, get out, find something else. But you said it earlier, where a lot of these kids and people, they gravitate to other people, where a lot of these so-called gangs, if you will, become their family to them, to where they love, cherish, look for comfort and security from them, just as they would their own nuclear family, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you know, kids need that. They crave it. And when they're not getting it at home, they're trying to get it another way somewhere else.
Let me ask you the big question. discipline. You know, the old adage. Now, I've never raised a hand to any of my children, and I can count on my hands how many times I've raised my voice. Now, with my father, it was a different story. I mean, you know, you got that licking, that paddling, you know, nothing was life-threatening, but they definitely made you pay the price. And his voice would be raised, but the eyes basically made you stop whatever you were doing. How do you tell someone as a parent or a teacher if you're going too far and what is too far? And do you believe, as I do, there has to be some sort of firm hand, whether it's your teacher, whether it's your parent, your guardian, because sometimes not only do they need it, they crave it. They have to have direction, especially for someone young. So you hope that they don't end up in a situation, sad to say, horrific situation like we hear and read all too much about.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, kids need to be directed and sort of put on the right path. And when they're not doing that, it's a parent's responsibility. It's their job to, you know, keep them on that path. And there's, you know, some consequence that comes along with that.
All right. Now, listen, if you're out there and you're dealing with some emotions because of this story or just the whole 24-hour news cycle and things that are happening, and maybe, you know, you're a parent, you're dealing with some issues with your own children, you're a teacher, you're dealing with a classroom year after year of just really unruly individuals to where you don't feel as though you're able to do what you need to do, and that's become very stressful. If you're in law enforcement, that's become stressful. We would love to hear from you today, and especially on the heels of all of the news that has been developing of late. Before we go to break, tell the folks about what you do at Summit Psychological Services.
Yeah, we provide outpatient counseling, therapy, medication for folks that are dealing with, you know, mental health, psychiatric issues, family issues. You know, we provide a good, warm environment for people to come to and feel comfortable and talk about whatever their stressors are and what they're dealing with. And, you know, we help, you know, kind of get you on the right path.
You know, I've talked to many clinicians about the field of psychiatry, where you do prescribe medication, and how the numbers are dwindling. And it's very scary, especially when you think of all of the need for people in psychiatry and psychology. I want to get your thoughts when we come back on why you see that evaporating and really disappearing from our medical landscape, and why it's so essential. And if there's someone out there who is in that time of their life where they're thinking about maybe something in medicine, why either going towards the field of psychiatry or possibly considering being a psychologist is a must right now. Because I think all of these wounds that are going to be healed, the physical ones and maybe the ones that you see firsthand emotionally, are going to be deep-rooted in people for many years to come. I mean, if you think about how many mass shootings we've dealt with, people within the sound of our voice that have been connected in one way or another, they, even if it was a distant relative or someone that they sat in front of in third grade, they're dealing with something that is the aftermath of these horrific stories. So your services are highly needed. 866-391-1020, Dollar Bank, Instant Access, KDKRadio.com. Text us on the Right Automotive Line, the best deal in town.
The following is paid for by Summit Psychological Services.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
All right, giving you a chance to phone in, dealing with any kind of emotion, dealing with obviously the headlines when it comes to this Rosfeld verdict and the Antoine Rose shooting. We're talking about just people dealing with life and how obviously in this world of technology, how it's changed. We've been talking about mental health as far as young children are concerned because of the violence that's happening in classrooms. All of this stuff being discussed by truly one of the best, Dr. Greg Laub from Summit Psychological Services. They're the signature sponsor, obviously, for Dr. Conti Emotional Management. You hear him every Monday night, and I'm sure he'll be talking about a lot of the same things we've been discussing. If you'd like to reach them at their office, is 724-591-8980, 724-591-8980. Again, let's talk about you and what you deal with when it comes to violent acts that are committed by children or anyone. Obviously, not hopefully of this significance, because when someone dies at that age, you think as though something could have been done to obviously spare his life from any angle that you look at this story before this incident or as that incident went down, but you cannot bring this person back. So the best advice is to hopefully prevent it happening again. What's the common denominator? What's one of the things that always stands out and jumps out at you when you look back on some of these cases that you've worked on?
Well, there's, I think there's a lot of different things. I mean, we've talked earlier today about the family dynamic and how that plays in. You know, I also think that, you know, oftentimes, you know, these decisions for these kids sort of escalate. You know, they start with smaller bad decisions and kind of, you know, work their way up. And, you know, hopefully for a lot of them, we have somebody who kind of intervenes earlier, you know, before something like this happens.
Where is that lack of fear? Where does it get to a point where they don't have fear of what's going to happen if they are caught? And many of them have such a false sense of security that they believe they're like invisible. They're not going to get caught. How does that vibrato develop, Dr. Love?
Well, you know, some of it's maturity, right? I mean, I think all of us, you know, as we mature and get older, we learn that there are consequences for our behavior.
Yeah.
There's natural consequences. You know, if you speed going down the parkway and you get pulled over, you get a ticket, right?
Right.
You know, and I think that sometimes younger kids, they don't have that, you know. And I heard earlier, you know, on last night when the verdict came in, people calling in to talk shows and talking about, you know, why would he run? I mean, he's a 17-year-old kid. We all did stupid things when
That's
we're 17
what
years
I tried
old.
To explain to my audience earlier today. When you're 17, the reason they draft 18-year-olds because you think you're invincible.
Right.
You know, and we all remember what it was like, how I would love to be able to run the way I did when I was 18. But it's that flight, that's fear or flight. I mean, and it's hard to judge at that moment in time. But when you think about the circumstances surrounding the incident, your natural instinct, especially someone that young, is to run.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, you're that young, you're, you know, maybe something else happened earlier. You know, we don't know who was involved or what had happened, but, you know, your instinct is to maybe run from that situation. And, you know, you or I, you know, the older we get pulled over, we're not running anywhere.
No.
But, you know, I think that, you know, that, you know, you put it in that perspective, right? Like, would any of us say it would be okay to shoot that kid if it was our kid who ran? Because, I mean, my kids could certainly do that, right?
Right, right. And I think that's one of the things. This is, you know, the race aspect of it obviously has been in play, but it could have been a white young man just as easy. And I think people need to understand this is a human being. It has nothing to do with race. It's the loss of a human life that barely has gotten started.
Yeah. Yeah, 17, that's young.
I just keep thinking to myself, even the young men that were around him in that fateful moment, and I mentioned Mr. Rossfeld's never going to probably get over this, and I've often wondered how police officers, men and women, even go back to the force after being involved something like this, because if you talk to anyone who served in the military, and I grew up with a lot of people whose fathers served in World War II. I had a neighbor who was there at Normandy, who was, you know, reliving all of that with me, you know, 30 years later. Would have never re-enlisted to go back to do it again because it was so horrific. People who were in Korea, people who were in Vietnam, they didn't want to go through that again. And I have to believe that this man's life is going to change forever as well. But all of the young men, whatever you think about them or not, they're going to remember when their friend was killed that one day in East Pittsburgh.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, what you're talking about, you know, war veterans and, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder. And, you know, what we know about that is it affects all of us differently. You and I could be, you know, witness to or, you know, in a war in the same foxhole together and witness the same thing, and it affects both of us differently.
Let me ask you this in your professional opinion. This is why I find what you do fascinating. Can one incident like something like this truly fester in someone if they don't talk about it and purge their emotions and cry, obviously, about it and look for some sort of guidance in other ways that you and I would never believe, but you have seen firsthand? So obviously, you wouldn't be as shocked as me. But can one incident of a violent act or horrific moment in someone's life, if not treated properly with their emotions, with psychology, a psychiatrist, can actually scar them for life to the point that it can destroy them and having a full life, even though that scar is not visible?
It absolutely can. I mean, it happens
all the time.
You know, one incident where it totally changes someone's life. And, you know, there's a lot of reasons, you know, people that, you know, maybe don't go and get help for that. They feel like they shouldn't be that affected by it and they should just get over it and move on. But for many, many people, it's not that easy.
Listen, being the parent of three children and now a granddaughter in the mix, I've said this many times, you always look at life through their eyes, you know, especially when you get older. And this young man never had the chance to experience all of the joy, I think, that comes from being a parent. But if you're a parent of smaller children, okay, that are just going to school every day, and now you have added on all of these stories of these school shootings and worrying about if they're going to get in with the wrong crowd. We've talked about the drug epidemic that's just ravishing families across this country. What parents are dealing with today, just worrying about their kids getting up and getting going and can't wait to see them at night, but only to go through it again the very next day, that has to be overwhelming.
I'm sure it is. You know, send your kid out and into the world, and as we've talked about earlier, you kind of have this constant news feed of everything that's going on all the time, and you know, worrying about your children that they're going to be okay.
So, what's your advice to someone to breathe and just to try to enjoy the school pictures? You know, with the front teeth missing, and just you know, remembering that moment when they made you a handmade card for Mother's Day or Father's Day. You really have to take the little things that make a difference in one's life and focus on them when all else seems to be failing.
Yeah. And, you know, I think you have to, you know, take control of the things you have control of, right? And make sure you're involved with your kids. You
set them up. That's the key, isn't it, Doc?
Yeah. Set them up for success. You know, kids have to make choices. We have to, you know, let loose those reins a little bit as they grow and mature. But I think that if you do your job when they're little, then they're on the right road.
You're the doctor here, and I would never want to upstage you, but you know what it's like. You have kids.
Sure.
It's hard to let go.
Absolutely.
I have a son who's going to be 20. He's 6'6". It's hard. You know what I mean? I have a daughter going to be 18. It's real hard. I have an older son and his wife and a child, and I still look at him as my child. You know, it's just, I'm sorry. It is what it is. So I can totally understand right, wrong, indifferent what Mrs. Rose has to be going through today, because you worry about accidents, you worry about disease, you worry about all of the things that we all worry about. It has nothing to do with the color of our skin. And when something like this happens and you're like, but I could have. So God bless her. And I hope that she doesn't spend the rest of her life thinking, but if I only would have done, you know what I mean?
Sure.
And we would all do the exact same thing. That's why it's so important to have someone like you and Summit Psychological Services.
Well, thanks. And, you know, we're here for
because people. Where do they turn?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, when you're dealing with these kinds of things, you know, and it's not just the immediate family. I mean, this just goes out across to everyone, right? I mean, everyone's affected by this in some way today.
And here's the thing. Whether you want to believe it or not, it has nothing to do with people don't care about you. But immediate family and friends, they go back to their life. And, you know, it's kind of like the grief after the funeral. Everything has taken place. All of the clothes have been taken from the closet. Their memory has been somewhat erased. People go back to their lives, but you're still in that place that you shared all those memories with your significant other, or in this case, your child. So you need someone to talk to. And I guess our advice, we can focus on this in the last segment. Get help, right?
Absolutely. I mean, if you're struggling with that, I mean, call someone, talk to someone. You know, there is help there, and there are ways to kind of work through this.
And don't be ashamed, right?
Absolutely not.
All right, 724-591-8980, 724-591-8980, Summit Psychological Services. Dr. Greg Law back with me for one more segment next.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
All right, Dr. Greg Laub, I can't thank you enough. And obviously the signature sponsor of Dr. Conte, who does such a great job with emotional management on Monday nights between 8 and 10. If you'd like to reach them at Seven Fields and everything, I just want you to know. And he didn't have to tell me this. I've been around long enough to know. And he has a great reputation, as does Dr. Conte. It's all strictly confidential. So 724-591-8980. Why do you think so many people have that stigma when it comes to seeking out help, when really it can literally give them the ability to breathe, not in a panic mode, by simply talking to someone?
Yeah, I think that a lot of people just feel like they should be able to do it themselves, Rob. You know,
you can't.
No, you can't. And I think the other part of it is, you know, if you break your arm, you have a cast, and we can see that, right?
Right.
When you have some sort of psychological or mental health issue or condition that occurs, you know, we can't see it. So you look fine. So what's the problem, right? I think that's sort of the mindset that a lot of people go through.
You know, and I don't mean this in a negative way because we're all guilty of it, but we live in such a throwaway society. You know, we throw out a lot of food that people from the Depression, yeah. My grandmother would say, what are you doing with those oranges? They're good.
Right.
You know, marriages, and I've been on both sides, and it's not good when divorce happens. We throw away marriages. People change careers like they do clothes. No one lives in a house for 30 years anymore. People go from one to the next as far as community. Everything is just pretty much gone to tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I think we've gotten into a point in our society to where out of sight, out of mind. I mean, even look, the reason there's so many assisted living facilities, and thank goodness, is because people need a place to live. When we were young, you basically took care of your parents and grandparents. They lived with you and there was no questions asked. I saw it firsthand. My dad said, look, it's my mother-in-law. She helped me when you were all young. She's living with us. Get over it. Get her a room. Move on. So 11 years later, she passed away in the bed that he put her in, and he shed a tear and never complained because he remembered what she did for him.
Right.
Why is our society so, I don't want to say cold, but so distant to when it really comes hanging on to things of value, that loyalty for the company that gave you the opportunity, the home that you really worked and strived to pay for, and it became the memories of your kids growing up. But now it's just a place to hang your hat. And people don't even eat dinner together anymore at night. Where did all that start to change, do you think?
Well, you know, I think that we all got busy, right? Kind of pursuing whatever it is. It's a career or it's, you know, school, and it sort of, you know, there's not enough time in the day for everything. And I think that, you know, people start to prioritize things differently.
And I think extracurricular activities have become a part of our life to where too much extra is not always good.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, when I think of the foundation as a kid growing up, your life was pretty much the same during the school year. And the weekends pretty much were your own, other than going to church and to your grandmother's for dinner. And believe me, I was 26 years old. My dad's like, don't you think you should go find a life? I go, this is a pretty good life right here. Yeah. More meatballs, you know what
right.
I'm saying? But and I can still remember sitting around that table, and I still see that chandelier when I drive by that old house every once in a while. My family and my sisters, and you know, just being joyful and happy. And it was structured to where you went to school, you came home, did your homework, you ate, you went out and played. You went to bed, and you did it again, and you had to be in bed by a certain time. You had to have your homework done. It was just stuff that happened. And there was that rare treat on Friday where you would stay up later. In the summertime, all bets were off. You got a chance to kick your heels up and have fun. I am guilty of it. I don't see a lot of structure in our lives. And I think, sadly, a lot of these kids really are looking for structure. So this is where you can help a parent. You can help a child who comes to you about structure, giving them a game plan, either parents or a child. And sometimes, just like in a winning football game, if you have a game plan and you prepare, the results are pretty good. Makes sense?
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, oftentimes when people come in and they're looking for help, you know, they're having trouble with their child, you know, a lot of times that game plan includes, you know, including that parent and doing something, you know, them being involved in some way. And you know, it's something that maybe that parent just didn't think of.
You know, something else too, and I've seen this happen firsthand to a lot of my very close friends whose children have had issues. And but for the grace of God, I'm lucky, but it's still work in progress. And I try to tell them, it really wasn't anything that you did. It's just the world that we live in. Good things happen to bad people. And when they come to you and say, look, I did everything I was supposed to do, put a nice roof over their head, put clothes on their back, food in the refrigerator, nurturing and loving home. And they seemed to be good until one day. And then I saw things happening. And by then it was too late. God forbid they either commit suicide, they end up in jail, or they spend the rest of their life dealing with an addiction of some sort to where they have a complete disconnect from their family. I think people listening need to know right now that bad things do happen to good people.
That's true, unfortunately. And, you know, if you're dealing with something and you're not sure what to do, oftentimes that's a great time to seek some professional help.
What are some of the telltale signs or red flags, and we'll end on this note, that you should be looking for? Because let's face it, everything we've been talking about is for the future, the next generation. We're all here. We've done our time. We've had a great life. I want my children and grandchildren to be able to enjoy what I was so blessed to have, that family unit and a healthy economy and a nice hometown where it was safe to be out amongst your friends. And when I was driving home about a week ago, about an 8-mile stretch, it was 75 degrees, Beaver Falls to Monaca, I saw one person walking the street. And it frustrated me. And I said, this is the world that we're becoming, hermetically sealed in our own homes. So tell me, what do we do? What are some of the red flags that we should notice to maybe it doesn't get to that point and we can have a healthy home and have a healthy child and a good mental state and enjoy the most that we can in our life that we're only going to get one shot at?
Yeah, I think being involved, you know, being involved with your children, being involved with your spouse, your family, if when you start to notice changes, right, changes in behavior, you know, suddenly your child is changed all their friends or is in their room all the time when they didn't used to be or is quitting sports or quitting activities that they used to be involved in. These are all flags that, you know, something might be going on.
Yeah. And I tell you, the earlier you get to someone, the better off you're going to be. Listen, we got a break now for the news, but I just want everybody to know I really highly recommend what they do and his services. All you need to do is pick up the phone. You can call, leave your information now, and they will get back to you. It is 724-591-8980, 724-591-8980. I think we both agree, whether it's the story we've been talking about today or maybe a story somebody's dealing with right now, listening to this program, looking for someone and something to turn to, if you communicate about it and you talk about it and you sit down and you rationalize it and you put a game plan together, you will get beyond it.
Absolutely.
Hey, thanks. I know it's been a long day for you yesterday, short turnaround, coming back from New York, and we appreciate you coming in today.
Glad to be here.
All right, good stuff. Lots of good information. Dr. Greg Lobb, Summit Psychological Services, 724-591-8980, 724-591-8980. That's 724-591-8980. Melinda Roeder with Local News, coming up next at 10 o'clock.
The preceding was paid for by Summit Psychological Services. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio 1020 KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.